Welcome to the Theory to Action podcast, where we examine the timeless treasures of wisdom from the great books in less time to help you take action immediately and ultimately to create and lead a flourishing life. Now, here's your host, David Kaiser.
Hello, I am David, and welcome back to another Mojo Minute. As is our custom, let's jump right into our first pull quote. Technically speaking, music and noise are similar. Both are created by traveling sound waves that rattle our eardrums. Music, however, is noise that has been submitted to certain roles that allow the brain to engage on a different level. If I played you a recording of a dump truck backing up, birds chirping, and children laughing, you'd not remember those sounds the next day. But if I played you a Beatles song, you'll likely be humming it for the next week. And after finishing that paragraph and reading it, that favorite Beatles song, did you start recall your favorite Beatles tune and start humming it like I did? If so, high fives for both you and me. Now, that quote comes to us from Donald Miller's great book, Building a Story Brand. And I love this book because it helps us in all businesses to clarify our messages to our customers. And let's face it, most businesses, either small or large, often tell confusing messages. So this book is quite important. And this was the first book I had ever read by Donald Miller. So I wanted to give it a spotlight. And we've talked about this book in the past. So I went to spotlight it again because it's now part of our Academy Review library. Just over this past weekend, we released the Academy Review for this book. So members, be sure to check that out. But some important aspects that we touch on in that review, and I wanted to highlight here, are these. The customer is the hero. How many times have we as customers listened to a sales conversation or a sales spiel, but at the end of it, something was off? And usually if something was off, it's because the company made themselves the hero and not you. You are the customer. You are the hero. Donald makes this quite clear in the book. Your brand should position the customer as the hero of the story, not the brand itself. This perspective helps customers see themselves in their own narrative. Now, another nugget of wisdom that we learn in the book, which we dive deeply into in the Academy Review, and we'll touch it on here in that opening quote, is to clarify your message. Never assume people understand your brand can change their lives. Clearly articulate the benefits and the value proposition of your brand. Now, Donald makes this compelling argument in the book that there's tons of confusion out there for our customers. You know, from our websites to the messages we tell them daily to our final calls to action, there's a lot of confusion around the message that we're telling most of our customers. In fact, let's go back to the book. Would the movie Bourne Identity have been a successful movie if the screenplay were to go like this? A spy named Jason Bourne searching for his true identity, but also included scenes of Bourne trying to lose weight and then marry a girl and then pass the bar exam and then win on the TV show Jeopardy, and then adopt a cat? Okay. There's a lot of confusion there. Good point. The spy, Jason Bourne, is supposed to defuse the bomb and maybe rescue the girl in the process, right? That's the way the story's supposed to go. Simple, yet transformative. That's the traditional story arc. But yes, if the movie were to have the spy searching out for his true identity, and then not defusing the bomb, but marrying a girl, okay, I can kind of see it. And then losing weight, huh? What? And then passing the bar exam, and then finally, at the end, adopting a cat? That would be super confusing. So then the question becomes, if we are the business owner, do our customers feel like they're in that movie? Are they in that type of business movie? Most likely our customers would, they would daydream if we were to tell them that story. They would get bored and then they would walk out of the movie. Where in almost all of our customers' cases, they just simply move on from that sales conversation or that website, and they would move on to another without taking any action on our website or in our sales conversation. The real beauty of this book is that it helps us to create a structure and a narrative, a story for you as the business owner to begin to advance and tell your story to your customers. And customers even relish this. That's why we're giving this behind the scenes segment. Donald does this with his unique 7 universal story points that all human beings react to and the real reasons that they make purchases. Most significantly, this book, coming out in 2017, has helped businesses to begin to craft their story. As Donald mentions throughout the book, that we're creating story, or we're creating music instead of noise, and that's going to take some work. But hard work is always the pathway, isn't it? And again, Donald provides us with that unique 7B story point framework as the guide to help us conquer our problem in crafting our direct, straightforward message. So please check out that Academy review in the members section and get Donald Miller's great book, Building Your Story Brand. So in today's Mojo Minute, with a clarified message, you and even I will be able to share our stories with the world. And instead of sounding it like a 4-year-old banging away on the drums or that dump truck backing up from above that we talked about earlier, instead our message will sound like Mozart's Symphony No. 41. Now, if it could be a good message, but not conveying the right message, therefore your story would sound like Mozart's Requiem Mass, probably. Albeit his greatest musical piece, I understand that, but perhaps the greatest musical work ever composed. But in the end, after all, it's a funeral mass. Who wants to be at a funeral mass? And your business shouldn't be dying, it should be living. So let us learn with Donald's excellent book, How to Create a Great and Disciplined Message. And here's to creating your story brand and to creating your symphony to the world. P.S. For those unfamiliar with Mozart's Symphony No. 41, I will post a link in the show notes for a good summary in the finale from Movement No. 4. Please enjoy.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this Theory to Action podcast. Be sure to check out our show page at teammojoacademy.com, where we have everything we discussed in this podcast, as well as other great resources. Until next time, keep getting your mojo on.
Are you a voracious reader who yearns for a deeper understanding of your favorite books? Or perhaps you're a busy professional seeking to enrich your knowledge, but short on time. The Mojo Academy 2.0 is your perfect solution. Our revamped service now includes beautifully designed monthly written reviews in PDF format to accompany our popular audio reviews. These aren't just summaries. These are comprehensive and insightful explorations of each book, packed with the actual quotes from the book to enhance your understanding. With usually 6 to 9 pages per review, they are perfect reference tools to take your learning to the next level. Get your free Mojo Academy review in written format at teammojoacademy.com or click on today's show notes for that free link. Again, teammojoacademy.com or click on today's show notes and you will see the link for the free written review. Get yours today.